Hey gang, Ash from the Rated NA podcast. We have a very special interview with Alessandra Torresani. You may remember her from Caprica, and she's starring in a brand new web series called Husbands. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Thank you.
So how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just like in between so many things, and I had a cancellation phone call, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this right now.
Oh, cool. Cool. I appreciate it.
So
yeah.
Thank you for dealing with my crazy schedule.
Awesome. So let me just start this out. Actually, I met you briefly this summer. I went to the Nerd HQ Friends of the Nerd Illusion panel this summer, and I met you at the panel just for a couple seconds, and that panel was like honestly one of my like nerdy highlights of my entire summer. I just wanted to kind of ask you about that experience, how Zachary Levi kind of pulls you into that, and maybe a little bit about your experience on that panel, because it was seriously awesome, and I'm hoping that you enjoyed it as well.
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun. Well, I met Zach at a TV festival that we did in Monte Carlo that we both got invited to. He for Chuck, and I was invited for Caprica. And we just had such a wild time, and we have such a similar personality. We're both so outgoing and complete dorks at the same time and really don't care what anyone thinks. And we bonded over being in this foreign country, being completely ridiculous. And we kept in contact, and he is such a sci-fi geek like I am. And I went to his big party that he threw, not this year, but the year before that for, Nerd HQ had just been starting. Like, it was their first party. And I had such a blast. And I see him everywhere, and he's like, please work with me. Please work with me. And so he asked me to do it 2 days before to do the panel, and I was like, amazing, because I wanted to go to Comic-Con, but I had no reason to go. And I was like, well, I'll go for Husbands for my new web series. I don't know. And so Zach convinced me to do it, and I had a blast. I mean, what a funny group of people we all were.
Yeah, it was an amazing combination of folks. And I remember you were at it sort of the last minute, and I just kept kind of updating the site because I had gotten tickets, you know, a couple weeks beforehand, and I kept up and I was like, all of these names kept getting added. And it was sort of like, I remember I was sitting pretty much in the front, and it was sort of like being in like nerd nirvana, because it was like,
yeah,
you know, you and Olivia Munn and Zach and Hugo.
Totally.
I was just like, it was crazy. So that was awesome. I'm hoping that he does it again next summer, and that he brings you back, because it was seriously an awesome and nerdy experience.
I know, right? That would be so much fun. And I love Allison Hayeslip. She's amazing.
Yeah, that's actually, you're very good at segues. You co-hosted Attack of the Show for a bit, and all of us here at the site, we watch Attack of the Show quite regularly. So what was that experience like for you co-hosting, and is it something that maybe you'd want to do, not necessarily Attack of the Show, but a show similar to Attack of the Show in the future?
I would love to. I mean, obviously my first priority is, you know, TV and film, but I have such a soft spot for hosting TV shows. I love grilling people and doing that. I have such fun, but, you know, actually working with Kevin was so amazing. We have so much chemistry together with our comedy. We're very similar. We're like dry comics and complete idiots, just like Zach and I. I mean, really, just like...
Yeah,
like,
you guys had pretty awesome chemistry, so
yeah,
that was super cool.
In the candy store of like nerddom, you know what I mean? We just absolutely love it. So, I mean, I would love to do a show, but it would have to be a show where I would have chemistry with the co-host as I did with Kevin, because that you can't find that often.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it worked, you know. I mean, I would love to do that one again and do a couple more, you know, but now that they have, they're like full time now, then it's not, they don't really have time for their, you know.
Yeah, not as many guest hosts.
Yeah, when Olivia was gone, they were filling in all the time, and now that they don't. So.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy there for a bit. All right, so I'm really interested in your new series, Husbands, coming out. I know you've been doing a ton of press, including our little site. So thank you so much. We're super big fans of yours, and we're glad to nab you.
Sure.
Yeah, it's awesome. So tell us a little bit about Husbands, and I'm a big Jane Espenson fan because I grew up watching Buffy, and like I'm just a huge fan of her writing. So tell me a little bit about this whole collaborative experience you guys have going on.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's crazy. Obviously, Jane and I have been very close because she wrote Caprica, and she was our showrunner for the first part of the season. So we bonded, and she knows my personality, and I'm usually, I mean, I'm usually really funny. I'm not that funny right now, I feel like, but I'm usually like really, really, really funny. And Jane was like, this is crazy. You do so many dramatic roles. Why don't you do comedy? And I was like, it's not really what I like doing. Even though I like to do it, it's not something that I was ever like available to me. People like me as like the teenager, like kind of fucked up little girl, you know? So I went to see a production with Cheeks, in which Sasha Royce was also in too. And I had heard about this guy, Cheeks, and I was like, oh my God, I need to meet him. And after the show, I like stalked him and I was like, you are the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my entire life. He's like looking, he's like, yeah, I'm a fan of yours, like blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I know. Like, we just instantly connected and we instantly just bonded. And then we did a gay bullying video about stopping bullying with Sasha, and it was really funny in our chemistry, and Cheeks wrote it. And after that, Cheeks was like, I approached me and was like, I really, really, really want to do a web series with you. Like, I don't know if you have time, but I think it would be funny. You know, I'm like the gay boy, and you can be like the cute bag gag, and like we can do all that. So that was an idea, and I said, okay, well, let me know. So Jane approached Cheeks and was like, listen, I really want to be serious about this, and I want to write a web series that's going to be, you know, controversial and ahead of its time, fresh and new. So they came up with the idea of Husbands, having this show about the two men that get married, and then they're like crazy friends, you know? So it's like kind of Mad About You for guys mixed with a little series, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited, and that premieres September 13th on husbandstheseries.com.
That's very, very cool. So my question is, where did the whole idea to make it a web series kind of pop up? Because obviously web stuff has been getting more and more popular over the years, you know, and it seems to be, you know, all of us are sort of leaning towards a la carte television, meaning we're getting rid of cable, we're watching a lot of stuff on the web, and it seems to be like more openly embraced, especially in like nerd communities. Do you feel like maybe the concept behind Husbands was maybe a little too controversial for broadcast television and that the web is their perfect place for it?
I think honestly, it is a little too controversial at the moment. It's strange because, you know, we're having it take place in a fictional world where, you know, gay marriage just become legal and equality rights and all this. And I feel like we're at a change in our life where that's coming, and it's almost on the verge of it, but it's not quite there yet. And then you look at Will and Grace and you kind of say, that's weird, because Will and Grace 10 years ago was so edgy for its time.
That's very true, yeah.
They didn't talk about, you know, gay, you know, friends, and, you know, it wasn't there. So the fact that they have this that was for NBC, it was a great thing. But, you know, Jeff, you know, Greenstein, who was one of the execs of Will and Grace and is now on Desperate Housewives and is a director, and he directed our episode, you know, he and Jane kind of got together with Cheeks and said, you know what, fuck the network. We want to do this our own way. We don't want the network breathing down our neck, being like, oh, well, we don't like this line, or we don't want this, or we don't want this outfit. They go, let's make this a show that we would want to watch. And if the network responds to it, great. And if not, great. We have there. It's like a win-win situation. You know, either we're going to get the respect that we think we deserve, you know, and that we're out of the box and we're edgy, or we show a great cult series following, you know?
That's awesome. I think that, you know, that's a great way to go about it as well, just simply because, you know, having that total creative freedom as artists must just feel so, you know, liberating, you know, I mean, coming from having an awesome show like Caprica kind of have bad things happen to it near the end. It must be kind of nice to realize that, you know, as long as you guys stick to this, there's no one to ever stop you unless you really want to be stopped, you know?
Right, exactly. And also, you know, the thing is that web series is where it's ending up to be. I mean, people don't have time to watch TV anymore. They really don't.
I totally agree with you.
That was the biggest problem with Caprica, is that, you know, Sci-Fi was like, oh, your ratings weren't high. Well, guess what? No one's fucking at home at 9 o'clock at night to watch TV. Like,
yeah.
Let's be honest. People work, people have lives, you know? So honestly, like in that sense, we're like, oh, well, fuck the network. You know what I mean? Like, not in a bad way, but for us, it's like, you know what? People can be at 3 a.m. when they get home and they can say, hey, I want to watch that 2-minute new episode of Husbands. And it's there and it's available 24/7 whenever they want. So we're appealing to the fans, you know, we're appealing to the people. We're not, you know, trying to please, you know, the advertisers and all this. And you know what? Being low budget, it doesn't matter. you know, we still got our point across. We have the best comedy writing and the best directing and the best acting. You know, you can't beat that.
Yeah, absolutely. The writing is super, super important. I have to field a couple of questions for my buddy Scott, who is writes for our site, and he's like the biggest fan of yours in the entire universe. He's a huge fan, and he was going to come co-do the interview with me, but he got held up, so he's going to probably smack me in the face a little bit later. So, yes. Maybe I'll give you his number, and you can call him and say hi and make his day. So,
yeah,
anyway.
I'll hold up or something.
Okay. So he wants to know a little bit. He was a massive, massive Caprica fan. I'm a fan as well, but he wants to know a little bit about working with the cast on Caprica, specifically Eric Stoltz and Ezi Morales. He wants to know kind of like what that was like as a young actress kind of being thrown into this sort of pit with these amazing actors.
Well, you know, I was huge fans of them when I knew that you know, they were cast in Caprica. But to me, I don't look at someone and go, oh my God, they're so famous. I'm intimidated by them because everyone's human.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know that for a lot of people, you know, a lot of guest stars that we had on the show, they were like so intimidated. I'm like, really? I was like, they're human. They're funny. They're silly. Like, Eric's my dad. Like, what's the big deal? Like, I never comprehended how huge, as much success as they've had, it doesn't comprehend to me when we were one-on-one. You know, Eric really treated me like his daughter. You know, there was no special nothing. It was like, you know, you do wrong on this set, I'm going to punish you, you know, and it was the best learning experience. Then Esai was like crazy Uncle Esai that, you know, used to come over to my house and we would cook him food and have laughs and go and do karaoke and he'd play the guitar for us. And it was just like, it was such a family environment. And, you know, Paula, who's like, you know, my pseudo mother, I still talk to every single day. Like, I can't imagine not having her in my life. And Sasha Roy is my best friend. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's this funny dynamic that we all had together. But we were all on the same level. There was no egos. There was no stars, per se. There was none of that bullshit that you usually deal with. And I think that was the saddest part about Caprica was, you know, we went and shot this amazing show in Vancouver for a year and a half of our life and really bonded with everyone, the cast and the crew. And unfortunately, because of ratings, you know, it was all taken apart.
Yeah, absolutely.
But everyone moved on and did their own thing. I mean, Esai just did a web series, a huge web series. And Eric is, you know, directing crazy on Glee and doing all these different movies. And Sasha's the star of Grimm. And Paul has been on Sons of Anarchy and is the new star of Hunger Games. So, you know, everyone's kind of made their own marks. And
yeah, doing their own thing and moving on.
We would not be doing these things, you know, that we're so lucky to do. So it's kind of a blessing in disguise, if you will, you know. I mean, I certainly know that Jane and I wouldn't have had time to do Husband, even though it's a web series. You know, we're like eating and breathing, like Husband. It's like our life. Like, my friends are so fucking mad at me with the amount of posts that I put on Facebook for them. Like, get over it. I'm like, fucking watch my show. That's what I'm trying to say.
There you go. That's actually another good segue. You're really good at these segues. the segue is actually you're mainly pushing this show. You're pushing Husbands through social networking and through Twitter and sort of like an old school, like grassroots, like tweet it out. You know, hopefully people respond. And how has your reaction been from your Twitter fans and from basically just your community to the show so far?
Well, it's crazy, you know, because I have so many of my followers were from Caprica. And then Cheeks has so many followers in his sense, like in his own sense. And the funniest is we did these two radio interviews yesterday and all these people were calling and they were both fans of us separately and did not know that we were ever working together. So it's like, it's really funny to me that I come from the sci-fi world and he comes from, like, you know, the pop singer, innovative, like creative.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and yet we're so different, but we have the same fans. So for us, it was kind of like, oh, well, this is obviously the right answer. We have smart fucking fans.
Yeah,
you know,
that's awesome.
Out of the box, smart, innovative, creative, you know what I mean? Not the all-American sitting on the couch watching fucking TV fan.
The whole, you know, the whole nerd community doesn't just mean that, hey, you play video games or, hey, you play Dungeons & Dragons. It means,
no,
like,
not at all.
Yeah, like the thing we really talk about on our side is we talk about nerd is sort of like a state of mind, like you're passionate about something, you're really into something. Yeah, no matter what that something is. So it's kind of cool that your worlds are colliding and you have all these different fans.
You know, us nerds are like indigo children. We're like above and beyond everyone else. I mean, and anytime someone's like, oh, they're such a geek or they're such a nerd, like for me in high school, I was like, fuck you. Like, you're a loser, you know?
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
It was awful. But I mean, so getting back to your question is that, so, like, honestly, social media was the only way for us to spread the word. And, you know, Cheeks is just, it's mind-blowing what he has done in 4 years with his career, because his career has been YouTube. And for him to have gotten as many hits as he has and as many followers and as many friends, and you know what I mean? He had put out 3 albums, and I think 4 maybe. I don't know, just like crazy that someone can do so much just with social media. So I must say, like, without him, I feel like we would be a little lost with it. But, you know, I'm one with my blog and my Twitter, and we just decided one night, we're like, you know what, let's just do, you know, since Husbands is so low budget and it's just like us and this is our baby and this is our project, why don't we just say, like, screw this, let's just put out an interview for anyone who wants to interview us, because this is the only way that it's going to spread.
Yeah.
You know, we're not just to go on Jay Leno and, like, do that, you know what I mean? I'm not going on George Lopez like I did for Caprica, you know? It's literally through word of mouth, you know, through other people. And I truly believe that once this starts rolling and, like, one person says it's the next and then says it's the next, I feel like this is going to be the next big thing. You know?
No, I mean, that's great that you have that much pride in it.
And the funniest is that our demographic are men between the ages of, like, 35 and 55, straight men. Like, so it's not funny, you know, a gay equality show, you know. It's just really, it's really funny to me of how we've already had our demographic already set up.
No, I totally agree, yeah.
The more the merrier, you know, and the more you blog about it and the more your friend blogs about it, and then they see it and they're like, this is funny, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to keep building and building, and that's why we're really lucky that Nerdist is letting us do a special screening on Sunday and, like, a Q&A panel. And, I mean, Nerdist is such an incredible
company. Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's sort of like our... We aspire to be like Mr. Hardwick. So are you doing that down at the Nerd Melt? Where are you guys doing the screening?
Oh, at Meltdown Comics?
It sort of harkens back to what you said earlier about your fans being smart fans. I don't want to keep you for too long, but you did say earlier, you know, sci-fi fans, nerd fans, they are the smart fans. And I think, you know, gay or straight, no matter if the source material is good, it doesn't matter if the character is a homosexual, if the character is an alien, if the character has a third eye. That doesn't matter as long as what you're getting is quality. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right. And, like, that's the thing is that the most quality actors, I think, out there right now do the smarter, you know, out-of-the-box characters, you know? And that's why, you know, we aspire to be, like, you know, the classic I Love Lucy kind of concept and the classic Friends and do all that. It's a little out of the box, and we just want to push it a little bit further, you know. And I miss, like, gay activists. So, I mean, this role is, like, well, it was written for me anyways, but it was, like, even more written for me because, like, it's my obsession is, like, all this. So it's great, you know. It's great that I can be a part of it.
Yeah, I think equality in general is a very big deal. So we totally admire you doing that. That's awesome. All right, I have to field another Scott question, or else he will slap me.
I've got like 15 minutes, so I'm good.
Oh, good, cool. Okay, so the Scott question is, he says, you hold a black belt in Taekwondo. Were you allowed to do your own fight scenes in Caprica?
Yes, I do have a black belt in Taekwondo. All the fight scenes I did by myself, I did have a stunt double that would do some of the things where, like, I would have to fall on my head or, you know, twist backwards because obviously they didn't want me to break my wrist, you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. But all the fight scenes, like all the kicking and all that stuff, that's all me. The thing where I have to literally fall onto my head, well, that was not me, you know?
Yeah,
but,
yeah. They don't want to break you. You were expensive.
The episode that Eric directed in the silver outfit outside with, like, the 5 guys, like, that was me, you know, which is kind of...
That's...
like doing...
Awesome. I'm out of total curiosity. Now, this is my question. How did you get involved with Taekwondo? Because I, I would never have the discipline to learn anything like that, especially going all the way to black belt.
Well, I got it when I was 9, and it took 4 years, and my mother was way overachiever and thought I could do everything, and so I had no life growing up. I was the life of every party, and I had every friend in the world, but I had my dad teaching me, like trying to teach me Mandarin, in which that did not help. That didn't happen. And my mom teaching me French, that didn't happen either. I got a black belt in Taekwondo. I'm a national drag and top champion. I had math classes every day, and I had science classes every day. I had singing lessons and piano lessons and violin lessons. So you know what? I don't know if it was ever my choice or something that I was just forced to do, but it's something that honestly has helped me on more than one role, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's amazing. I had no idea you had that sort of background. Do you kind of regret? I mean, this is getting a little like I'm your shrink, but do you kind of regret not having like a normal childhood? Because my childhood consisted of like Nintendo and Cool Ranch Doritos and riding my bike. So
no, because you know what? What's a normal childhood? That was normal to me. So
yeah, that's true.
Plus, I'm very ADD, that's the wrong word, but I'm very like antsy. I need to do like 30 things in one day, you know? Otherwise, I'm like satisfied in life. Like, I literally need to be up at 8 and have a schedule. Otherwise, I'm like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually another good segue. We always ask everyone we interview this question, and we get some really interesting answers. Question is, what sort of nerdy hobby or nerdy passion do you have? And like we said earlier, nerdy can mean pretty much anything, but something that maybe you don't share with everyone, something that maybe you collect, or just something kind of ridiculous that you're into that people would like to hear about.
Oh, I collect everything Pee Wee Herman.
Do you really? You're a Pee Wee fan?
Yeah. Oh my God. I named my dog Pee Wee Herman.
That I freaking love Pee Wee. I grew up with Pee Wee, so he is awesome. That's great.
Yeah, and I got to meet him, and it was like the most life-changing experience for me.
So you got to meet Paul Rubens. Where did you meet him? Was that one of his new shows, or was it?
No, George Lopez introduced me. Because George got me tickets to go see the show. When I was a guest, that was his surprise gift to me, was to get me tickets to go see the show. And then Paul Rubens came on like a year later on George Lopez's show, and George was like, I know you're dying to meet him. I told him all about you. Please come be my guest. And so I went with my best friend, and we had a fucking blast.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations getting to meet your hero. That's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I collect. That's like my nerd thing.
Hey, Pee-wee is awesome. I do not blame you for liking that guy. I totally grew up on Saturday mornings watching him. And when I was a little kid, I don't think I really understood what all was going on. But now in retrospect, it was absolutely brilliant. So I totally, mad props to you for liking Mr. Herman. All right. So let me ask you one last question about husbands, because I want to plug the heck out of that for you. But is there anything else that we should know about the series? I think you said it's starting off initially with like a 12 episode run, right?
It's going to be an 11 episode run. It's going to be around 2 minutes each. It turns into be a 22 minute pilot, and that's what we're going to be presenting to the network and everything like that. But yeah, right now, and I think we're going to do, don't quote me on this, but I'm thinking it's like 2 a week, and yeah, we have plenty of promos, and we're gonna, you know, try to do as much Q&A. We're gonna be going to New York Comic Con.
Oh, awesome!
October, I think 15th it is. You can look, and they have a panel with Jane. I'm trying to think what else I can say. People need to sign up though, because even after the show airs, we have special promos and special pictures that we release every day to the members that sign up. And like, if you are, you know, if you like us on Facebook, you get special, you know, discounts on merchandise and all the little like tchotchke things. So
very, very cool. So why don't you just toss out all the Twitter addresses and stuff that you can muster? That way people know where to find you guys and stuff of that nature. And then we'll call it an afternoon.
Yeah. Well, if you go to husbandstheseries.com, you can look at everyone's bios, and everyone has their Twitters at the bottom. And then mine is Bambola Bambina, which means baby doll in Italian. It's complicated, but
awesome.
You can search it. You'll find it.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for taking, was it 26 minutes out of your awesome busy day to talk to us. We're huge fans at the site, and it is an absolute pleasure to have you on here.
Okay, thank you. I'll talk to you later.